This is Man with a Plan, a Captain America Movieverse fanfic, written by Gwyneth Reese and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17, contains the pairing James Bucky Barnes, Steve Rogers, with additional tags for, but you're keeping the outfit, right? Uniform porn, keeping the outfit porn, uniform kink, rimming, extremely light bondage play. Like, so light it's practically translucent. Costume kink. This story is the first in the series Star Spangled. 1943. But you're keeping the outfit, right? Bucky asked, as he leaned towards Steve, voice whiskey dark and smoky, eyes lit up with devilment. Steve looked Bucky up and down. He was too elated to care that Bucky was trying to embarrass him, or that he was probably three sheets to the wind. Bucky was here. He was all right, and they were back together again. You know what? Steve threw a glance at the Captain America poster on the far wall, and gave Bucky a smile filled with promise. It's kind of growing on me. Of course Bucky would think it was silly. The uniform and the USO shows and being a chorus girl. But right now, Steve couldn't give two shits. It had been better than being stuck in a lab in Alamogordo, and it had brought Steve to Europe and to Bucky, and no one was going to embarrass him about that. Besides, two could play at that game. It wasn't until last call and they were on their way out that Steve noticed how quiet Bucky had grown once Peggy left the pub. It reminded him of the march back to camp in Italy, when it has seemed as if something was crawling under Bucky's skin, his face carrying the look of a stunned bird that had flown into a windowpane. There weren't any opportunities then to be alone and have the intimate conversation they needed, to talk about Project Rebirth, to deal with what had happened to Bucky. Now that they were back in England, Bucky had spent a lot of time staring at the bottom of a glass, but Steve held out hope that once they got to their quarters, Bucky had sparked into life. That's what Steve was planning on, anyway. You're sweet on her, aren't you? Bucky asked. She's certainly sweet on you. I thought both of you were going to catch fire there for a minute. Ah, he knew it would come up sooner or later. Yeah, I am. But I can't... Well, I don't want to compromise her. I know how damn hard she worked to get where she is, to have men respect her. And I won't put her in a position where she could lose that. It's early days yet, anyway. Bucky nodded thoughtfully. Still, Steve continued, staring hard at him. Whatever happens, you have to stay part of my life. Not going anywhere without you. All Bucky did was raise his eyebrows quickly, but Steve knew that he'd hit his mark, and that was what Bucky needed to hear. Once inside, the hotel most of the SSR were quartered in was full up, so he had found a one-room flat above a shop and wrangled Bucky into it, just the two of them by themselves. Bucky pulled the blackout curtains and turned on the light. I think I'm going to take a quick bath, Steve said, and grabbed his dop kit and duffel. Been a long day. Bucky watched him leave with a sly smile on his face. A bath would take much longer than he wanted, but there was no shower in these quarters, so he washed up as quickly as he could, shaved, and pulled the Captain America stage uniform out. The costume had been in his duffel since Italy, unwashed, getting a little gamey, especially the top half he'd worn into Austria, but fortunately the leather jacket had taken most of the beating, so it was in relatively good shape. Somehow, he didn't think Bucky was going to mind what condition it was in, though. In their room, Bucky was staring into a glass of whiskey, but it looked like he'd combed his hair and washed up a bit as well. When the door closed, Bucky glanced up, eyes widening, drawing his head back. Steve threw his kit on the bed and put his fist on his hip. He wished he had the shield for the full ridiculous effect, but he'd given it to Howard. The star-spangled man with a plan, Bucky said, and grinned, giving him a cheeky salute. I do indeed have a plan, Steve responded, and stepped towards him. Is it to sell me some war bonds? Bucky put his drink down and stood, looking Steve up and down, arching his eyebrow. You should try to sell me some war bonds. His voice was thick as syrup, and his tongue flicked across his lip as his glimmering eyes traveled over Steve's body.
You seem like a tough customer, Steve said,
running the back of his index finger up and down the placket of Bucky's shirt.
Well, I've seen combat,
Bucky said distantly, and Steve hesitated, wondering if perhaps this was a bad idea. Maybe Bucky wouldn't want him anymore. Maybe Bucky wouldn't want anyone anymore after the terrible things he'd been through. But Steve could see Bucky's heartbeat pulsing in his throat, the sharp, shallow breaths he was taking, so he pushed forward till he was only an inch away from Bucky. Fondling the sleeves of the costume, Bucky slid his hand up Steve's shoulder.
I saw this under your jacket and in that poster, but I didn't imagine.
The whole kit on you.
Christ.
He put his palms flat to Steve's chest.
You've done some mighty boneheaded things in your life, but this one takes the cake.
Still, can't quibble with the results. Ain't gonna be sick anymore. Finally got an outside as strong as your inside. He touched Steve's lips.
Though you're still as handsome as you ever were. Nothing changes that.
Sweet talker. This was his old Bucky, coming back to life before his eyes. He'd gone from trying to embarrass Steve to desire, his cheeks spotted with color, and Steve was utterly delighted. Don't have the cowl on yet, Steve said, and tried to lean in for a kiss, but Bucky backed away, a faint smile on his beautiful curved lips, and the promise of mischief again in his eyes.
Put the rest of it on, then,
Bucky said in that husky voice that turned Steve's insides to jelly.
And turn around.
Steve slid the cowl on and smirked at Bucky, smirking at him.
Then turned around.
When it was on, he knew he looked a little goofy, but that didn't seem to slow Bucky down. He stood behind Steve, breathing heavily.
You told me about the tights, but you never said a word about these short, very short shorts.
Trunks, Steve corrected.
Whatever you say, pal.
He slid a finger under the right leg of the trunks, teasing at the curve of buttock and thigh, and Steve's breath caught in his throat. His pulse thundered, the blood in his veins was on a slow simmer, and his dick was already twitching. The more Bucky's fingers slipped back and forth, the harder it was to breathe. Bucky put his hand along the curve of Steve's ass and squeezed.
This was the only party you had any meat on it before,
he said, low in his throat, and squeezed Steve's other ass cheek with his left hand.
Your perfect, pretty little rump got even more perfect and pretty.
Steve grunted at the delectable pressure. I asked him to do it special just for you. Bucky snapped out a laugh. God, it was so wonderful to hear him laugh again.
Liar, so those chorus girls and you shimmy up there on the stage, give everyone a show?
They did, Steve said, but Bucky was sliding his hand into the trunks and in between his legs, just teasing in the vicinity of his balls, and Steve's brain was spasming, making him lose his train of thought.
I didn't shimmy.
Bucky cleared his throat and said, his voice scratchy and bottomed out the way it got when he was actually fucking Steve.
Why don't you shimmy for me now? Shimmy how they did it? Since I never got to see the show, out there in the cold and the mud and taking on enemy fire.
Now Steve was embarrassed. But at least Bucky couldn't see his crimson face as he put his hands against the wall, did a slight tilt and turn the way Arlita and Eloise had showed him once, and shook his ass. He expected Bucky to laugh, but instead he gasped.
Jesus fucking Christ, Stevie,
Bucky said.
I am fully recovered, and here you are trying to give me a heart attack.
His hands roamed across Steve's butt, his hips, his thighs, leaving Steve to sigh at the touch.
You must have been batting the dames away like flies after those shows once they saw this.
He squeezed Steve's ass for emphasis. Steve couldn't stand it anymore. He turned around so he could kiss Bucky, but Bucky stepped back as he did. Denying him a kiss after so long was just cruel. Bucky tweaked one of the little wings on the cowl with his finger, almost distracted, as if he was trying very hard to think about other things. He lowered his head to stare at Steve's crotch.
What's under these shorts in the top part of the uniform?
Just the tights, Steve said. And an undershirt? They're not really tights, not like the girls would wear. More like long johns, only snug. Stretchy. As soon as he said that, Bucky's head shut up. His pupils were huge, his mouth red and wet, and Steve wanted more than anything to kiss it. But clearly Bucky wanted to tease him, make him wait. Reaching up to the top button on his shirt, Bucky undid it, then the next one, sliding his hand inside. Steve could see the sparse hair on his chest, a line of a bruise left from where he dived onto the gangway when that beam had collapsed.
I let you up on stage like that, where everyone can see the goods?
Bucky's finger traced the outline of his cock, and Steve's eyes rolled up in his head as he bit his lower lip. Okay, maybe he couldn't play along with Bucky teasing him. It was just too much. Steve was ragingly, blindingly hard now. White spots swam in his vision, and he could pop off right now, even though they'd only just begun.
There's this thing male dancers wear that kind of hides things, but it's really uncomfortable, so I didn't put it on. Oh, jeez, he breathed as Bucky palmed his erection.
Yeah, wouldn't want anyone to be scandalized by such a big... He ran his thumb over the head of Steve's cock.
Big fella.
Steve had thought he was calling Bucky's bluff when he decided to do this. Thought it might make him feel good when he'd been so low and remind him that Steve was and always would be his fella. But Bucky was going for this in a way Steve would never have expected. The horny little dog.
So, how are you going to sell me those bonds, Captain?
Bucky asked, a challenge in his eyes.
I'd tell you that every bond you buy...
Steve paused and licked his lips.
Puts a bullet in the barrel of your best guy's gun.
Bucky inhaled sharply and bit his lip.
Why, yes. Yes, they do, he said eagerly. Tell me more. I tell you that buying bonds will help all our soldiers fighting overseas, and help me sock old Adolf on the jaw.
Bucky was circling him, eyes burning and predatory, as he looked at Steve like he could eat him alive. It was suddenly very hot in their room. A little trickle of sweat ran down Steve's spine. Bucky undid the last button on his shirt and pulled the tails out of his pants.
Yeah? You suck old Adolf a lot in your show?
As he prowled around him, Bucky absently ran his fingers up and down his own chest, dog tags jangling.
God, Bucky was so gorgeous. His right plush mouth and his dark eyelashes spinning across his cheeks when he cast his eyes downward.
Steve wanted to pounce on him and rip his rumpled uniform off and take his cock in his mouth. Instead, he took a deep breath.
Over 200 times.
Bucky stationed himself behind Steve.
Well, then, I'd buy some bonds from you. Especially if I could make it a personal transaction.
He was so close. The fiery heat washing off of him inflamed Steve's back.
You sell a lot of them to dames? They see this?
He snaked his arms around Steve's chest from behind, stroking his hands up and down.
And I bet they can't wait to hand over the dough. I'll hand over something else.
Well, you know, Steve began. But he had no idea what he actually meant to say, so he just stopped there and took a deep breath while Bucky scraped his fingers down the front of the uniform.
You were surrounded by all those dancing girls, too. They have their own little short shorts.
His hands returned to the trunks, undoing the belt, sliding the end through the buckle. No, they had little skirts with bottoms underneath. He grunted as Bucky snaked the belt off and down between his legs, tossing it behind him on the floor. Jesus fuck, Steve thought.
All red, white, and blue like you, huh?
Bucky's knee pushed up between his legs, making Steve lean forward just a little, putting his gauntleted hand on the wall to steady himself. He withdrew his knee.
So they sing their song and shake their pretty little rumps. Not as pretty as your rump, of course. And then old Adolf, he's sneaking up behind you, right?
Bucky said, as he started unsnapping the trunks so he could slide them down just a hair.
And he's weaving his way through all those gorgeous gams. Because they all gotta have gorgeous gams, I bet. And then you.
And then I... Steve tried to find the words, but Bucky's hands were moving down on either side of his dick as he slid the trunks down a bit further.
Forgot what you were gonna say there, Cap?
He asked, as he pressed his incredibly stiff dick against Steve's ass and rubbed himself against it. Just as filthy as could be.
Fuck you, Steve said, and turned around, grabbing Bucky behind the neck and kissing his wet, juicy mouth.
They hadn't had a chance to kiss since they'd been reunited, and he would burst into flames if he had to wait any longer, no matter how much fun Bucky was having with this game.
It was different, kissing him like this now, a few inches taller and broader than Bucky, but still familiar enough to make him a little dizzy.
Bucky clenched him tight and shoved his tongue into Steve's mouth, rough and hot. He moaned low in his throat, that sound always Steve's undoing. He felt foggy and slow and stupid with lust. Then Bucky rubbed his erection against Steve's as he twirled his tongue around Steve's tongue, and he was pretty sure his eyeballs were melting in his head. Bucky drew back, looking at Steve from hunger-darkened eyes.
We gotta get those boots off to get those shorts off.
Yeah, okay, Steve said absently, leaning forward to kiss Bucky again. He wanted to take the gloves off so he could run his hands through Bucky's hair, feel his burning skin. But Bucky pressed his lips against the gloved palm, mouthing at it and inhaling the scent of the leather. Steve kissed him. Open and wet, the taste of the leather sharp and tangy as he licked into Bucky's mouth with his tongue.
Sit down, Bucky ordered.
A sergeant's voice, firm and confident, and Steve hadn't thought it was possible, but he was pretty sure he got harder. Steve sat at the edge of his bed, and Bucky knelt between his feet, hands sliding from the tops of Steve's thighs to his knees, along his calves inside the boots.
These ain't very practical, Bucky commented dryly. Not gonna do you much good in combat. But I suppose in all those movies you were prancing around in, nobody needed practical.
No, they didn't. Steve sighed at his touch. Bucky pulled them off, ever so slowly tugging Steve's boot socks off, the heat of his fingers firing tracers along his skin.
They really are like long johns, he said. I thought they'd cover your feet.
He trailed his fingers across the inside of Steve's ankles, along his instep, tickling like mad. Steve giggled, the tickling almost too much to take, until Bucky leaned down and ran his lips along the top of Steve's foot.
Holy fuck! I sort of balked at the actual tights when they were presented to me. The costume lady was very accommodating.
Bucky snorted.
I'll bet she was. I'm amazed they ever got you to wear it if you didn't want to.
His hands glided back up Steve's thighs.
They're so soft. Silky, kinda.
He squeezed his fingers over Steve's knees in a horse bite, and Steve laughed. But it always tickled the hell out of him, too. Still did, even in this new body.
Bucky grinned. No, leered.
That's because they got silk in them.
War department know about that?
His fingers flickered over the edge of the trunks, playing at them.
Now, I suppose Captain America gets special privileges, doesn't he?
His fingers crept under the hem, and the flame in Steve's groin was a goddamn bonfire now.
No scratchy wool underwear for you. No sleeves down to your knuckles and your pants up past your ankles, because that's all they got in the pile. Clean sheets every day, 3 squares. Bet it was steak every night.
Bucky gave Steve the sweetest, most indulgent smile, though.
But you deserved it. You deserved silk and fancy living and all the metal for that shield and every dame you could catch.
Steve scoffed.
That shield wasn't much stronger than a trash can lid from our alley.
He leaned forward and kissed Bucky hard, pouring all his feelings for him into it, gloved fingers threading through Bucky's hair and caressing his skin.
And the dames were a lot of smiles and promises, but I didn't do much of anything about it. But I appreciate the sentiment.
Bucky kissed him even harder, his tongue almost down Steve's throat. And when he pulled back, his blue eyes were almost sad.
Hey, I like that shield. It helped you reach me. It helped you save me.
Steve expected Bucky to use this as a chance to lay into him about the rescue, but all he got was another torrid kiss. Bucky's hands were doing things again, flirting around the edges of Steve's balls, his cock, the crease of his hip and thigh. Steve made a really undignified sound that was partway between a snort and a moan.
Christ, Buck, you're torturing me here.
There was something in Bucky's gaze Steve couldn't define, his eyes sparkling in the amber light, his beautiful mouth curved in a secretive smile. Steve realized he was still wearing the cowl, so he began pulling it off. Bucky stopped him just as the neck piece covered his eyes and pulled Steve's hands away.
Leave it there, Bucky said,
his lips fluttering along Steve's neck before he kissed him.
Steve might as well have been asthmatic still. He was breathing so heavy.
Not being able to see was... It should have been terrible, but it wasn't. The sound of Bucky's breath was heightened, his scent more acute, and Steve noticed the soft scratch of his stubble now. Bucky pulled the gloves off, sucking on Steve's fingers as he did. That he did wish he could see because he loved watching Bucky tease him. This slow build had Steve simmering to a boil, and he wasn't certain how much longer he could last.
Jesus, I'm gonna come right now if you don't stop that. Go ahead,
Bucky challenged, flicking his tongue on the web of skin between the index and middle finger of Steve's right hand, while he rubbed across the top of Steve's cock. And that did it. Steve popped off right in the uniform. Sparks flew around his brain in a whirlwind as he waited for the tingling to die down, and his cock to stop pulsing. He groaned happily.
Oh, look at you, Stevie. Look at you. Dirtying up that uniform like the disrespectful boy you are.
He needed to see Bucky's face, and started to pull his makeshift blindfold away. But Bucky grabbed his hands and said,
No can do.
The bed dipped as Bucky climbed behind Steve. Then something smooth snaked around his wrists. Bucky was using his uniform tie to loosely bind them.
Behave yourself. This ain't all about you, you know, he said, his voice hoarse.
So Bucky really was getting off on this, and off on the chance to boss Steve around.
Good commanding officer. He knows when to listen to his NCO. Knows when to defer.
Jesus, what are you doing to me? Steve pleaded helplessly. After Bucky climbed off the bed, he heard him moving around the room. It was hard to tell what he was doing, but then he was kneeling in front of him again, just close enough Steve could hear him breathing. There was a sound of his belt being unbuckled, the soft clink of his dog tags, and then the belt slipped through the loops. That was followed by buttons being undone, one after another. Bucky's fingers hooked around the top of Steve's trunks and tugged. Steve took the hint and lifted his hips enough so Bucky could slide them down his thighs,
inch by excruciating inch. Bucky's breath was steamy against the knit of the tights. He was almost panting. When he had the trunks all the way off, he ran the back of a finger along the fly, the pressure on the snaps sparking and zinging through Steve's cock. And Steve wasn't half hard anymore, but standing at full attention. Sir, yes, sir, Bucky laughed, and fixed his palm over Steve's cock. It's the serum, Steve apologized, embarrassed. Bucky smoothed his hands up and down Steve's thighs. Don't you apologize. We got us a full-fledged miracle here, and I fully intend to make use of it. That's... good, Steve bleated, as Bucky put his lips on Steve's dick, mouthing him through the wet fabric. Oh, Jesus, Bucky, that is... He completely lost his words, and Bucky's hand crept down the back of Steve's tights, finger rubbing around the edge of his asshole. Oh, God, but he'd forgotten how much he loved to be touched there. To have Bucky's tongue or fingers inside him, getting him ready. How much Bucky loved to do it to him, the way he got off on Steve's thrashing and whimpering. All of a sudden, his hand and his mouth were gone, and the only things Steve could hear in the silence were clothes rustling and Bucky's labored breathing. He was just about to ask what Bucky was doing when he caught the scent of Bucky's sex in front of his face. Good Christ, he would know it anywhere. It made his mouth water and his pulse beat harder. He was instantly transported back to Brooklyn, to their little apartment, the two of them huddled under covers, swampy with sweat and sex, laughing and loving each other. Bucky pressed his cock ever so slightly to Steve's lips. With a satisfied groan, Steve sucked Bucky's shaft into his mouth, savoring the taste of him again after all this time and the feel of the velvet-hot cockhead snug against the roof of his mouth. Bucky was careful, not holding too tight to Steve's head, but he slowly slid in and out as Steve teased him with the flat of his tongue along the underside. Fire coiled up from his groin into his belly as he sucked Bucky off. Bucky's strong hand caressed Steve's jaw, tickled down his neck, breath quickening, fingers kneading Steve's skin, until he finally pulled away with a helpless groan. Steve tried to chase his dick with his lips, but Bucky dropped down to his knees, pressing his mouth to Steve's cock through the tights once more. "Let me take care of you," Steve pleaded, but Bucky shook his head, the friction of his mouth when he did sending shockwaves through Steve. Bucky moaned low in his throat, causing a vibration that shot sparks through Steve's balls and up his spine. After undoing each snap on the fly, Bucky pulled Steve's hard cock out, his hands rubbing up and down the shaft before he put his mouth to the head. It was like a kiss, just his lips soft around the tip, a sly promise of more to come. And Steve waited, holding his breath. It seemed as though minutes ticked by, as Bucky's wily tongue flicked out against his skin, and a finger was suddenly back to nudging inside Steve's hole. That was it. He couldn't help himself. Steve pulled the tie loose from around his wrists and whipped the cowl all the way off. Bucky looked up at him from under his stupid, amazing eyelashes, grinning even with his mouth around Steve's dick. He licked Steve a few more times, then pulled back, saying, "You just can't follow orders, can you? You ought to know me by now." Bucky'd always called him a bossy little fuck, so it wasn't as if this was a surprise. He kissed Bucky, tasting himself on his stupid, amazing lips. "Sorry, I'm sorry. I just had to see you. You're killing me here." Bucky had taken his shirt and trousers off, and was now wearing only undershorts that were dark and damp around his cock. He'd always had a gorgeous body, lean yet well-muscled, but the service had hardened him up a bit. His belly more taut, chest and shoulders broader, arms and thighs bigger. Steve dropped to the floor, knees on either side of Bucky's, and sucked him up in an embrace, kissing him passionately. The burn of stubble on Steve's chin, the feel of Bucky's hair under his fingers, the taste of whiskey and semen on his breath made Steve dizzy, and Bucky's nimble fingers were working at the zipper on his back. He had the top half of the uniform off in a moment, pulling the undershirt off over Steve's head. Holy hell. Look at you, Stevie, he said with awe. Look at you. He bent forward and ran a flat tongue over Steve's right nipple, rubbing the left with his thumb. I want to take you apart. Find out what makes you fall to pieces now. 1,000 little pieces I'm going to pick up with my teeth. Steve arched back, and Bucky's fingers found his hole again. Same things, I swear, he squeaked out. Everything you do, everything you are. Jesus fuck, you gotta be careful when you say things like that. Steve reached Bucky's cock through his shorts and pulled it out, rubbing the slick tip with his thumb. Bucky swiftly turned Steve around and hauled his hips back, tugging the tights down before he put his mouth to Steve's ass, tongue flicking over the sensitive skin, plunging inside him. All he could do was roar Bucky's name over and over into the mattress as Bucky worked at his ass, twisting the sheets desperately in his hands and begging for more. But then Bucky took Steve's cock in his hand. That was all he needed to careen over the edge again, blasting into Bucky's hand with a cry from deep in his lungs. Bucky licked up his ass, along the small of his back, kissing up his spine as he laughed and said, Oh yeah, I am gonna leave you in tiny little pieces. Won't be such a super soldier when I'm done with you. Please, Bucky, fuck me, Steve said over his shoulder, reaching back to grab at his dick. I want you inside me. Not an order? Bucky teased. Yes, Sergeant, Steve breathed as he turned around. That's a goddamn order. I don't know. You're pretty green. Gonna be hard to take orders from the new guy. You ain't exactly West Point. You might need some instruction. He kissed along Steve's back until Steve huffed, spun around, and yanked Bucky's shorts off. I'm open to critique from my team, Steve said, diving down on Bucky's cock. Bucky tightened his grip on Steve's hair as Steve licked and sucked him. That's the only way I'll learn, right? That ain't half bad, Bucky said, breath hitching. But I won't be able to... Fuck you if you make me come in your mouth. No super serum in me. Steve laughed around his mouth full of cock. There had been plenty of times when Bucky'd got off twice in a row, but I was still young. He squeezed the perfect globes of Bucky's ass, could feel the tightening in Bucky's spine as he was getting close. But Bucky eventually pulled out of his mouth with a gasp. You are perfect, but I gotta last. Take these goddamn things off of me, Steve said, and stood to pull the tights down all the way, so damp and messy with the results of Bucky's previous efforts. Bucky slid them down, his breath skirting over Steve's limp cock, making it twitch with life again. Jesus, it was worse than being a teenager. He stepped out of the tights while Bucky walked on his knees over to his footlocker, where he pulled out a tiny jar of Vaseline. Rubbing his dick and watching Steve with hungry eyes, Bucky said, Get on your back. Steve smirked, following orders this time to lie down on the floor and watch Bucky slick his cock. Steve had always thrilled to watch him do that, the anticipation of having that thick, hard shaft sliding into him making him shiver every damn time. With a little more Vaseline, Bucky pushed two fingers inside Steve, and he sighed, allowing him to work the cool slick into him, pushing in and pulling out. Steve arched up, begging for more with his body, and Bucky obliged him by fucking him with his fingers until Steve could feel himself getting hard again. Oh, look at you. You gonna give me another one? Think I can fire you off one more time? May not be a super soldier, but I bet I can. Fuck me and find out. Steve tried for gruff, but all he really achieved was whiny and desperate. I got you taken care of, sweetheart. I got you, Bucky said, as he pushed Steve's knees back toward his shoulders, eyes wide. It was clear how much Bucky enjoyed testing the limits of this new body, no longer having to play it safe out of fear of hurting Steve. Steve leaned up, clamped Bucky's dog tags between his teeth, and pulled him down so they were chest to chest. Fuck me sideways. That was hot,
Bucky muttered as he slid inside him, pushing slowly at first, then deeper and deeper, with slow, lazy thrusts. Christ, I love seeing you like this. Don't care how big or small you are. I'm never gonna be without you now. Never gonna be without this, Steve said, staring up at Bucky's beautiful blue eyes, his kiss-reddened lips. Bucky pushed Steve's damp hair back from his forehead, kissing along his jawline, a sensitive spot behind his ear. With that maddeningly slow rhythm, Bucky fucked into him, kissing Steve in between the words he spoke. I know I have to share you with everyone now, Stevie. I know. Everyone loves you now, just like they should. And you finally got yourself a great gal. But don't you forget I loved you first. I loved you best. I'm always gonna love you the best. He met Bucky's thrust with his hips, rolling them up and back, digging his heels into Bucky's backside. It was heavenly being filled up again like this, being filled up with Bucky. I know. You loved me before anyone else. I'm yours. Always yours. Steve scratched his fingernails down Bucky's chest, and Bucky tossed his head back. Yeah, he breathed. That's the spirit. His hips snapped hard as he pounded into Steve's ass, so Steve did it again, nails scoring through Bucky's chest hair and etching a trail of red marks on his pale skin. When they scraped over his nipples, Bucky clamped his teeth together, stifling a shout. Reaching behind Bucky, Steve rubbed his index and middle fingers against the tight rim of Bucky's asshole. And that was all it took. His thrusts became ragged, rough, and then he stilled, his sweaty forehead pressed to Steve's collarbone. Steve could feel the heat of his cum inside him. So good. So good. After a few seconds, Bucky raised his head and stared at Steve. Then gave him a long, wet, sloppy kiss before wrapping his fingers around Steve's cock and whispering, "Come for me, Stevie. Give me one more, huh? Come for me." He was so sensitive, so overstimulated, that it took only the softest touch and he was shooting off again, almost to Bucky's chin, while Bucky watched and grinned. "Oh, you are much too fast for me now. You run so hot and you have so much stamina, you're like a racing car hitting on all six. I can't keep up with you. You're gonna have to slow down for me if I'm gonna make you happy." He maintained a steady stream of patter until Steve had completely finished, rubbing the wet, sticky fluid up and down Steve's cock. "Nah, I'm just finally up to your speed," Steve said, dreamy and quivery weak. Bucky pulled out of him and hooked his leg across Steve's thighs, snuggled himself up against Steve's side. It didn't matter to Steve that he had a couple inches and dozens of pounds on Bucky now. He still wanted Bucky to wrap himself around him, hold him safe and tight. They were gonna have to clean themselves up, but he wanted to stay there for as long as he could, enjoying having Bucky back, enjoying being all Bucky still wanted.
"If your new uniform looks like that, I'm gonna have problems. I might want to take you apart every time I see you. Nothing more than a trained dog."
"Believe me, I'm not gonna let them put me in a costume like that out on the battlefield. But I'm keeping it. Holy hell, am I keeping that outfit."
Bucky laughed against the back of his head, then kissed along the nape of his neck and his shoulders, making Steve shiver. Bucky turned him around to face him. He kissed Steve lazily and said,
"You know what? It's kind of growing on me."
Steve pulled a book down from the shelf and cracked it open, flipping through the pages to find what he was looking for. He had an entire shelf of works about himself, all things that the rest of the team delighted in foisting on him, but he'd pretty much never looked at them. He waited until Bucky kissed him goodbye and went off to the shooting range with Clint, then took the stairs to Natasha's quarters.
Things were good with Bucky. Things were very good.
He seemed to have slipped inside this life more comfortably than even he had expected to. And the sex was fantastic. Steve couldn't complain at all in that regard, especially since he hadn't dared hope they could once more find with such soft, tender delight or frenzied passion when Bucky'd first found his way back. But he knew Bucky sometimes got trapped in the quicksand of memories. What he'd had back then, what he'd lost. And Steve knew Bucky mourned those parts of himself he'd cast aside to become the man he was now. He still loved to do everything with Steve he'd loved to do back then. He still cradled Steve's heart in the palm of his hand, but there was maybe a tentativeness in Bucky that hadn't been there before the fall. Like he couldn't trust himself to be mischievous and teasing. As if he didn't trust that Steve still truly wanted him and him alone. Now that things were more settled, Steve wanted nothing more than to bring that carefree smile back to him, to allow Bucky to be playful and remember they had loved each other first and best. With a full body blush, he knocked on Nat's door. She answered, wearing a crafty smile. "What's this big secret?" she asked, ushering him in. "I was wondering. He opened the book to the picture of him in the stage costume. "Do you know anyone who could replicate this?" She examined the book, then his face. The tiniest smile flickered there. Someone who didn't know her wouldn't even be able to tell it was a smile. "I might. Or you could just ask for it back. It belongs to you, doesn't it?" He wondered briefly if she was going to offer to steal it. He said, scratching his head. "The authentic one is sort of in tatters, and the one they have on exhibit is just a replica. I didn't exactly take care of it, and they... You can find them online." Tilting her head, she glanced up at him, then raised an eyebrow in understanding. "But of course, those are just cheap party costumes." Of course Nat understood. That's why he'd asked her. She closed it and handed it back to him. "Period authentic fabrics and details?" Steve nodded. "I just wanted..." She held her hand up to stop him, then slid his phone out of his pocket and started typing into his contacts list. "Tell him Natalie Rushman sent you." With an impish grin, she handed his phone back. He's discreet and highly qualified. "Thanks," he said, and kissed her cheek. He was halfway down the hall, feeling light and full of promise of that devilish grin returning to Bucky's face, when he heard her call his name and turned around to see her poking her head out the door. "You fellas have fun." He couldn't help it. He laughed, then gave her a lazy salute. He was halfway up the stairs when he realized she had been humming the Star Spangled Man as she'd closed the door. The end.